AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth was filling his patrol car at a suburban Houston gas station last night when a man reportedly walked up behind him and shot him several times. Sheriff Ron Hickman.
What appears to be an unprovoked execution-style killing of a police officer strikes us all at the heart of public service.
Police throughout the Houston area are searching for the shooting suspect. The father of slain TV reporter Allison Parker is determined to find a way to break the gun violence in this country.
I would hope that people are not going to just say, gosh, isn't this, you know, become immune to it and say, oh gosh, you know, this is another tragedy. Next level. You know, what are we going to have for dinner tonight, honey? We can't let that happen.
Andy Parker says he's not against gun ownership, but he wants stricter background checks to keep guns away from unstable people. His daughter and cameraman Adam Ward were killed by a former colleague, Vester Flanagan, as they were doing a live shot for their Roanoke, Virginia TV station on Wednesday morning. Tropical Storm Erica has left 20 people dead on Dominica. Another 31 are missing in the flooding and landslides touched off by 15 inches of rain. Puerto Rico has seen power outages, some $16 million in crop damage. National Hurricane Center specialist John Cangelosi says even if Erica drops below tropical storm strength, it could be a big rainmaker for Florida.
As we're getting closer in time, we're starting to gain some confidence that it's probably not going to go east of Florida. It looks more likely that it'll either go over the state or perhaps to the west of it in the eastern part of the Gulf of Mexico.
It was 10 years ago today. Hurricane Katrina hit the northern Gulf Coast. In Mississippi, churches will ring their bells. In New Orleans, wreaths will be laid at the Hurricane Memorial, as well as the levee that ruptured in the lower Ninth Ward. This is AP Radio News. The Illinois Department of Public Health says two residents of a veteran's home in Quincy have died of Legionnaires' disease. The department says the two had underlying medical conditions. They were among 23 residents diagnosed with Legionnaires. President Obama insists once the Iran nuclear deal is in place, things will improve with Israel.
The president says that's because Washington and Jerusalem are such close allies and share the goal of protecting the Jewish state while preventing Iran from destabilizing the Mideast.
Those conversations, I think, will move rapidly, and I think they will move smoothly.
Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu has called the nuclear deal a historic blunder. But in a webcast interview with Jewish leaders, Obama portrayed the dispute as a family feud that'll soon get patched up.
You can mix it up and the next day you're going to be the best of friends and that's who we are.
Mark Smith at the White House.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.